Hello and welcome back to another episode of Dark and Deadly. We are your hosts. I'm Haley.
And I'm Gina.
And before we get started with our spooky episode on black-eyed children, Gina's going to tell us some crazy true crime news regarding the infamous Zodiac Killer.
Okay, so totally crazy, but a team of investigators believe they have identified the Zodiac Killer after, I mean, how many years now? We're almost at 60, that he's finally been identified. So the person that they think it is, his name is Gary Francis Post. The unfortunate thing is that he died in 2018. So, I mean, nobody can ask him if it was him. So one reason that investigators think that they have found the correct Zodiac is they have dug through tons of forensic evidence of Gary's, including photos from his dark room that show scars on his forehead that match scars on all of the sketches of the Zodiac. So first of all, that's huge. I mean, that in and of itself. But another thing is that they took the Zodiac letters and they removed all of the symbols that correlated to his name, that all the letters in his name symbols, because it's all a bunch of weird ass symbols. And when they removed it, they got a completely different message than what people originally thought that you wouldn't have been able to get had you not removed those specific letters.
Which is crazy.
Completely crazy.
There's not, I don't know. That's just, I really think that he's probably the guy. There's just too much to not say that it isn't.
Well, and then, right? And then at one of the Zodiac killings, the Zodiac, they believe, left behind a watch that had paint all over it.
Right.
And guessed what Gary did his whole life. He did for like four decades. He was a painter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's three things right there that are very suspiciously identical. And then if you look at the pictures of the Zodiac compared to, or like the sketches and compared to his photo, it's almost a dead ringer.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Definitely. So that's crazy.
I halfway wonder if they can get, because didn't he leave behind DNA? Am I completely off on that?
I don't remember. We should definitely cover this, though.
Mm-hmm.
At some point.
Let's look this up. Zodiac DNA. I'd imagine, though, if he left DNA, that they would have already been...
They would have tested it to see for sure.
Oh! They do have DNA from the stamps on the envelopes.
Oh, that's right. So do they have to exhume his body for that? Did they cremate him?
Well, he might have siblings or family. That if somebody would be willing to give some. Or, I mean, they could just stalk his family and get some when they throw trash away like they did with the original Night Stalker, Golden State Killer.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I was like, something State Killer, oh my gosh. But yeah, Golden State Killer.
So that was the Golden State Killer is like my first true crime thing that I got into. And I was living with my ex at the time at the haunted house in Haley. Which,
if you haven't listened to that episode,
so paranoid. That is our previous episode. But I was so paranoid. I was like, we need to get, and they hadn't caught him at this point. So this was 2017.
Yeah, I think
it would have been 2017, the summer of 2017.
Yeah.
Because you guys had just moved when we started dating. He had gone away for like the weekend hunting, and I was by myself at the house, had listened to this like 5-part series that Case Files did. I was so completely freaked out of my mind. I think one night I just sat up with a gun for like until 2 or 3 in the morning, like somebody's going to break into this house and it's just me here. That's it. Ugh. Just me. It was so scary. But anyways, I love the fact that they caught him and he was still alive. I love it that he got to face some of the shit that he caused.
Right. Some sort of consequence for that.
But I wonder if they can test it, the DNA on the stamps against, I mean, there has to be family. They can trace family. If they have his name, they can trace his family out.
Right. Which I think I saw something about, like a friend of his speaking out or something like that. I didn't look into it. I just saw like the article title or whatever. So, I mean, that person mm-hmm. should know family members too, depending on how close they were, but still, it's crazy.
It is. It's just, it's wild to even have a new name to associate to this, because we haven't had a new name, I feel like, in since close to the case.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, like, it also kind of gives, I don't think so. And it also kind of gives hope to other, like, cold cases, because this has been forever, you know? So, like, this is why we shouldn't give up on cold cases, because stuff mm-hmm. can come out years and years and years down the road. So
the FBI is casting some doubt on if they actually found him. They're saying that, you know, it's still an open case. They haven't ruled out anyone, and they have no new suspects on their side. So, I mean, take it for what it's worth. Look it up for yourself. It does look really similar. You can even see his, right? It's like even his DMV photo where he's an old man still looks like him.
Yeah.
I just don't know how, like, I don't know. He has the scars, the same, like, kind of eye shape.
So I didn't ever see, or maybe I did and I forgot, but how did they even come across this man? Like, what was on their radar about him?
I don't think I even read anything that they thought or how they came upon him. I don't think they released that.
Okay.
Oh, court records show that the suspected serial killer was arrested and spent time in jail for assaulting and seriously injuring his wife, Mary, in their hometown of Groveland, California, in February of 2016.
Oh, okay. That'll do it.
I mean, he abused his wife.
Yeah.
So that's all we really have. If we hear anything else, we'll make sure update everyone.
Oh, are you okay?
My voice really gave out. My lungs were not to work for a minute. No, my lungs aren't working.
I know. I love when my Apple Watch is like, breathe. I'm like, okay.
Manual breathing activated.
Exactly.
There's nothing worse than manual breathing.
I know. I try not to think about breathing, because then I have to really think about breathing, and it's not a fun time.
No. So if we hear anything additional about the case, we will make sure to update everyone.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So here we go. Imagine this. It's late at night, and you're home alone watching a movie with a glass of wine when you hear a knock at your door. And it's like 10 o'clock at night, so who would be at your door at this time? You go to answer it, and it's two young children asking if they could use your phone. You ask them where their parents are, and they tell you that's why they need to use your phone, to call their parents. Something is off, though, and you're chilled to the bone with an eerie feeling that came from nowhere. That's when they look up to you and expose completely pitch black eyes, pools of endless darkness from lid to lid. Then the innocent question becomes a demand. Let me in your house to use the phone, ma'am. You have to say that I can come inside. How freaking scary would that be?
I know. Nope. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Yep. Nope. Oh God, this stuff creeps me out, and I'm home in my living room. Everybody else is in bed, and I only have my Halloween lights. I'm scared, but it's fine.
Why do you not have all of your lights on?
I don't know, because I'm stupid.
I'm in a fully lit room right now.
Well, there is a smarter one between the two of us, so I'll let you take your guess.
I even have my window open so I can see the reflection behind me, so I know nothing's behind me.
My goodness gracious. I'd be afraid that something showed up in front of me.
Well, thanks, Haley. Thanks for that. No, I have a light. I can see.
Oh, gosh. The legend of black-eyed children really started kind of circulating the paranormal world in the 90s. But there have been eyewitness accounts long before that. And anyway, so who are they? Who are these black-eyed children? Nobody really knows what exactly they truly are, but we'll kind of get into some theories as what they could be. And I'll be curious to know what you think by the end of this, Gina, and what you think, what theory you agree with that is common, or like if you have something of your own. And also something that's really cool, kind of unrelated, but for our listeners who are listening on Spotify, there's a new feature which allows you to interact with us by answering questions. A question. So below our episode and below our show notes, we'll have a question of what you think the Black Eyed Children can be, and you can answer straight from your Spotify account, which is really cool. If you're listening somewhere else, though, please follow our Instagram and answer on our post there. I really want opinions on this topic because I don't know what I believe quite fully yet, so I'd be interested to see what other people think. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There have been many instances of people witnessing black-eyed children. Most of them are pretty similar in nature. Either they show up on your doorstep, like in a residential area, or they approach your vehicle. And these two occasions tend to be the most popular trend. This supernatural phenomenon's first documented encounter actually took place in Abilene. Is it Abilene or Abilene, Texas?
Abilene, I feel like it sounds more right for some reason.
Abilene, okay.
More southern.
I'm sorry if I got that
wrong.
We're
probably so off.
Yeah. So in Abilene, Texas in 1996 to Brian Bethel. And although it was the first story to kind of make its rounds on the internet and stuff like that, there were other stories that came out after 1996. Of people telling of a similar experience that happened many years prior to 1996. So like, say somebody in 1998 was like, oh yeah, I had something similar happen in 1952. So here's what happened to Brian Bethel. And he, again, is the one that kind of made this an infamous urban legend on the internet in the 90s. So one night, Brian is sitting in his car, and he's writing out a check for his cable company because he's sitting outside his cable company, the building, so that he could drop the check payment in their overnight drop box, okay? So it's later at night, it's dark outside, and in this parking lot is also a movie theater. And he was using the glow of the movie theater's marquee to see what he was writing on his check. And so it's dark outside, but there's like a glow of the movie theater. As he was sitting there, two young boys knocked on the driver's side window, and he describes them as being between 9 and 12 years old, dressed in hooded pullovers. He rolled down his window a little bit in order to see what they needed, and when he did, he was overwhelmed with a sense of uncontrollable fear. One of the boys explained to him that they wanted to see Mortal Kombat, but they had forgotten their money at home. So they were wondering if he could give them a ride back to their house in order to go get money for the movie, and then he would bring them back to the movie theater. Brian still felt incredibly uncomfortable and fearful of the interaction. He looked to see that Mortal Kombat had already started long before, and if he gave these kids a ride by the time that they got back to the movie theater, the movie would have been over anyway. So Brian recalls that they had told him that it wouldn't take very long for them to get a ride, that they were just two little kids and it's not like they had a gun or anything. That's what one of the kids said. Which, what? Like, I wasn't afraid that you had a gun before, but now that you're mentioning it, like, do you have a gun? That would be such a little weird thing to say. Yeah, don't worry, I don't have a
gun.
That's
a very weird thing to say.
But that's when he noticed that Brian's hand was actually like on the door lock as if he was ready to open the door to let them inside the car. And he does not remember like moving his hand there. So he quickly pulls his hand away. And Then he looked back at the boys, and that's when he saw that their eyes were coal black with no white at all.
Okay, I don't want to do this anymore.
So panic started to set in, but he tried to keep himself cool and collected, and all the while apologizing to the boys about why he couldn't help them, why he couldn't take them to go get money. And he put the car in reverse and he started to roll the window up. And as he was rolling the window up, the main boy that had been talking started banging on the window and angrily yelling at him, "We can't come in unless you tell us it's okay. Let us in." And he tore out of the parking lot. No. And when he looked back in the rearview mirror, they were gone. So he was not like far enough away for them to like run off somewhere without him seeing them either. There wasn't really a spot for them to just run off to that quickly. So they disappeared into thin air. And Brian did what every 90s person did, and he sent an email chain out to his friends telling them of this story. And it spread around like wildfire, which is when other stories of these black-eyed children started coming up. Black-eyed children accounts are typically as follows. The children are usually in pairs and between the ages of 6 and 16 years old. They normally have pale skin and obviously very black eyes from corner to corner. They are demanding and aren't allowed to come into your home or your car unless you give them permission, which you should never, ever do. If you do end up letting them in your home, very bad things will happen to you, including a life of bad luck, illness, or sometimes even death. And they commonly appear in the month of October, especially on Halloween. And most of the stories of these eyewitness accounts happen in the United States, but more recently some encounters have popped up like in England and stuff like that. So Scotland, I think, was one too. So like I said, they like to show up on Halloween and they take full advantage of blending in with the crowd and it being like a normal thing to do, walking up to a house super late at night, looking hella spooky. They go up and they look like trick-or-treaters, but sometimes they're wearing different clothes of like average modern day attire. Sometimes they wear nightgowns and sometimes they wear like super old pieces of clothing from like centuries ago. And there have been a few theories as to what these creatures could truly be. The first one is either demons possessing the bodies of children or children of the devil himself sent to wreak havoc on society and release bad omens. This could be a good theory in general because the demons tend to have the black eyes that these people are seeing, and by possessing the body of children, they can manipulate people into trusting them. I mean, most people, if you see a child in distress, you're more than likely to help it, or if they are in need of help of some sort, you are more likely to offer help to children because they're vulnerable and young and seemingly innocent.
Right, because you're wanting to help them. They are helpless, so you're more inclined to.
But at the same time, demons don't necessarily have to have permission to enter your home like these creatures do. I mean, also, typically, you have to invite that kind of stuff in by, like, using a Ouija board or whatever that may be. But they don't, like, just walk up to your house, typically. So that's where the demon conspiracy theory is kind of like, I don't really know. The next theory is that they are vampires. This one is the one that's most or least likely to me to make sense. Vampires do have to be invited into your home, though, and they are most active at nighttime, which is just like the black-eyed children, but there's no other vampire activity happening that is typical among vampires, like the, you know, biting on the neck, sucking your blood, bleh, type of thing, you know?
Do you believe in vampires?
I mean, there's most definitely human vampires. I don't think there's actual, the folklore vampires. Yeah, does that make sense?
Like, I don't think vampires are fucking weird. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think they're, yeah. I think
you're talking about humans, people that think they're vampires that are going around and like drinking people. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think there's actual, you know, spooky vampires that fly into bats. Yeah, so I mean, there's not really any other vampire activity of your like typical folklore type of stuff. So I don't think that that is a theory that holds up well. Unless they're just different in Transylvania, I don't know. The final theory is extraterrestrials, aka aliens. And this one is probably the one that makes the most sense to me. And I mean, alien sightings, they've been known to kind of have black eyes. And there are a lot of parallels too when it comes to alien versus like black eyed children accounts. For one thing, I believe in aliens, and I believe that there are more than one species of alien out there, because, I mean, how else would you explain that some people who have one alien encounter is completely different than another person's, but then there's one person whose is exactly like that one? And I think if you believe in aliens, like, it would be naive to say that they only look a certain way or behave a certain way, considering the amount of cultures and physical appearances that we have on our little planet. So I think that there's different species or whatever of aliens. And I think that these are aliens. And I was like reading some experiences online that people have had, and they're starting to also appear in lucid dreams and sleep paralysis. So the black-eyed children are not so much coming up to like homes and stuff anymore, but they're like making appearances in vulnerable states of unconsciousness, which I don't like at all.
Do you know if those people before had experiences or like had read about black-eyed children before they had the sleep paralysis?
So obviously these are stories I've read off the internet, so I don't 100% believe or trust them. But there are people who claim to say that they have never heard of these things. And when they've talked about their dream to somebody, that's when that person will mention, that sounds exactly like black-eyed children. So there are people that are having similar type sleep paralysis and dreams and seeing these children, which, I don't know, they're having dreams like seeing these kids, and they're either these kids are telling them like, stay with us, or like just staring at them. And so, yeah, I don't know. And that to me,
that's a big fat no for me.
That to me seems more demonic than alien. But also, I don't know, because aliens could be super intelligent and find a way to do that too. You know?
So the thing that would make me feel like it, I'm so creeped out. The thing that would make me feel like it's demons is saying you have to invite me in.
Right. Yeah, because that's so more demonic than alien. It's more vampire than demon, right? But more demon than alien. So
I feel like that's demon.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You don't necessarily have to be like, because you have to like physically tell them, yes, you can come in, or like invite them in. Whereas demons, you just have to open a portal and be accepting of it. And sometimes not even accepting of it, because there's like things like poltergeists and stuff and things like that that you don't necessarily invite in knowingly. But these ones, you have to invite them in order for them to do anything.
I don't know. I guess I don't believe in vampires.
Me either.
And like I love the suck your blood.
So I think it's definitely.
I don't think Twilight's actually happening out there.
It better not be. Especially in that sense. I don't know about the sparkles.
Sparkles. Vampires, if you're real, we really hope you don't sparkle.
Yeah, that's just unnerving to me. I'm going to read a few eyewitness accounts of these black-eyed children's children. Two of them are ones that I found on Reddit, which I know we read Reddit stories last time, but I don't care because I think they're fascinating. Even if they aren't true, I don't care. So I wanted to read one that is more of like your typical type of story. So that one will be the one that we're reading first. The second one is going to be include like the sleep paralysis or lucid dreaming, since that seems to be a more common experience as of lately. Like when you go onto Reddit and you type in, it's black-eyed kids on Reddit. But if you go in and do that, there is a lot more dreaming of them, lucid dreaming, sleep paralysis of them, and all of the ones that happen to have like where they come to a residential home or to the car or whatever it may be other than dreaming happened years ago. So they seem to be evolving in that way. Maybe they realized people don't really open the door anymore unless it's for an Amazon package, because I do not answer the door. So they're just
Nope.
popping up in people's dreams now, which is, like I said, they're evolving. The last one.
They're moving with the market. They're
Yes.
understanding their target audience, and they're like, okay, we need to adjust. We've
Yeah,
made some errors. People
they've
sleep
had
a lot more now.
they have those little meetings at the table, and they're like, we're gonna have to switch some things up. So buckle in.
We're not getting the numbers we need, guys. We're not
Yeah.
getting the numbers we need.
No more door-to-door sales. We gotta go straight to the source, okay?
Dreams. Crush them.
The last one is one that has circulated around and actually has become pretty popular. So if you look up Black Eyed Children, this is going to be one of the stories that is more commonly known about. And it's because it's one of the very few experiences where the children were actually invited into the home and the aftermath of what happened with that. Okay. So the first one. From Reddit user I underscore am underscore fools underscore gold underscore wonderfully tiled. I almost I Reddit users crack me up. Titled I almost pissed myself. Okay, so so when I was like 13, my mom and her boyfriend had to go to the hospital, and no one would be able to get my brother to the bus stop the next morning because they had to stay overnight. So I got to miss school the next day to take my brother. After I made, which doesn't seem fair to me, why does the little brother have to go to school and not the older? Just
Agreed.
saying. After I made sure my brother got on the bus and stuff, I went home and cleaned and did random stuff a 13-year-old did. It was around 11:45 when there was a knock on my door. Thinking it was the mailman or a neighbor or something, I opened the door and said hello. There was this kid at my door. He couldn't have been much older than me at the time, but he had bangs that were covering his eyes, which I found weird because it was like 107 degrees out. So this kid was super still, like I thought one of my friends put a mannequin there and ran or something, but then it spoke. It sounded like a fucking robot or something. It was like it was programmed to say this. My mother said to ask someone for her phone in fear that I get lost. Do you have a phone? He said. At this point, I was shitting my pants because one, I'm a 13-year-old girl, and this older boy dressed like a burglar was at my door with half his face covered. Two, for some
Oh,
reason,
that's creepy.
for some reason, I just couldn't look away. I felt like if I moved or said something other than yes, then I'd explode. And three, I saw two other boys around the same age standing in the driveway, dressed exactly the way the one in front of me was. Baggy jeans, dark hoodie, and scuffed up Vans. So I started to stutter and shake my head.
Nope.
It was the only thing I could do. I finally get out a no, then started to close my door, but the fucking bastard put his foot in the way. Then the two others started walking up, and I was going, hell no. I grabbed the bat by the door and threatened him. If you don't leave right now, I'll kick your ass, then call the cops. I shouted loud enough so that at least one of my neighbors could hear, I had hoped. Obviously not my exact words. This was so long ago, I just shouted anything to get them away. Now, I was a short girl with SpongeBob pajama pants on. I was in no way threatening. Then the fucker moved his foot and stepped back into the middle of the other two perfectly. Then the far right one said in the exact same tone and voice as the first, I'm sorry to bother you. I'll just come again later and ask. Internally, I was planning my funeral. Just as I was about to close the door, the first one smiled, looked up, and they were black fucking eyes. The other two looked at and did the same thing, and I was like, nope, and slammed the door shut, then called my neighbor, who was this big ass 20-something-year-old dude. He ran over and looked for them all around the house, but he said they were gone. When I told my mom all of this, she didn't believe me and said I was lying, said to me, the girl with absolutely no social life and is afraid of her own shadow, that she was lying. I would have died.
No, that's a big fat effing no. No.
Nope. I was gonna say, like, I am almost 30 years old, and I still, if I hear somebody come at my door, I tell my kids to shut up, and I like crawl over to the blinds and peek out to see who it is. I'm not
Don't
answering the
blame
door.
you.
Okay, the next one is titled BEK and Sleep Paralysis by Kiaria A, I think it is. BEK actually stands for Black Eyed Kids also. So it says, "Hey guys, I am just throwing this out there because I am not sure what is going on. Plus, I'm not really sure how sleep paralysis works. As in, what is the cause slash why it happens, etc. Maybe someone could throw out some ideas for me, give me some insight into what it is actually. Anyway, I have had sleep paralysis over the past 3 years or so, and when I say often, I mean like 3 to 5 times a week. It's always a similar experience. I currently live at my mom's house with my son, as I left my son's dad, who is extremely abusive, and I'm working to get back onto my feet. I moved in with her last May, so the sleep paralysis happened before I moved back, whenever I was still with my son's father. The current setup of the room that my son and I sleep in is as followed. It's a very large loft room with a half bath and a small living room with a TV. My son has some insane separation anxiety, so he sleeps in the same room as me, and our beds are next to each other in a T shape. I'm at the top, and he's always next to me sideways. Underneath the loft is one of my parents' 3 other living rooms. This comes in handy later in the story, which I think I'm saying personally, I think 3 living rooms is a little excessive, but whatever.
3 living rooms? I mean, I guess if the son has separation anxiety, but damn.
So every single time this sleep paralysis happens, I see a young child similar to the look of my son, who is 6. The child has dirty blonde hair and is wearing some old-looking dirty clothes, like as if he was a child from the 30s or 40s. I can't ever really see the eyes because the hair on his forehead is covering them, which is the same as the last story. The child is moving his hands up and down my right leg and is stroking my leg. He's just staring at me with this huge smile, which has some sharp-ass teeth. All I think of when I wake up every morning is the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland. The child always asks me to call his mom as he is stroking my leg, to call his mom or to get him a bunny salad, which I don't even know what that is. And obviously I'm trying to move or scream and I can't. It's always the exact same thing that happens. So Monday night was the last night I had an instance of sleep paralysis. What I didn't know was that my mom was downstairs that night, starting to pass one of her kidney stones. Her and I both have kidney disease where we get infections and stones very often, so it isn't out of the ordinary for her to be up in the middle of the night. She said that at about 3 a.m., she could hear someone moving around in the loft, moving from the bathroom to the bed and then moving the bed around. So she walks up the stairs and sees that both my son and I are dead asleep. She goes back down the stairs and hears it again. This time, it is right where my bed is, so she stays on the steps, hears the noises of someone getting on and off my bed, but doesn't see anything. I guess she thought nothing of it and went back downstairs where she eventually fell asleep. Which I would wake my child up and be like, get downstairs now! The next morning, she was telling me that she was hearing sounds in the loft, and that's when I told her about my sleep paralysis. She just said, weird, and moved on with her day. Weird. Like, that's all she had to say.
What?
Yeah.
No, and I feel like there's something going on. We have an issue. There's a problem, situation, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And then in the comments, somebody mentioned that a bunny salad is actually something from the 1930s, which is what the type of clothes that he was wearing.
Creepy.
Very creepy. So my third and final one doesn't have a title or anything like that. It just says, in a snowy town within the middle of nowhere of Vermont, there was an elderly couple, and they heard the sound of 3 knocks on their door. And when they opened the door, they saw 2 small children, a boy and a girl. And they told them, my parents will be here soon. May we come in? Now, the children did not make eye contact with them. They just kind of stood in the doorway. And the couple were hesitant at first, but after a while, they let the kids inside. And so the kids settle in on the couch and make themselves a home while the wife made some hot cocoa for them. And the husband asked them questions, but they weren't saying anything. And when the wife returned, they noticed that her cat was scared and angry with the children. And they also say that a lot, like people who have had experiences where these black-eyed children come to their homes, even animals that are super, super productive will like run into a different room and whimper. Like, they want nothing to do with it. They're terrified. So this lady's cat really? Was super scared. Super scared and angry. And then the kids ask, maybe please use the restroom. And that's when they looked up at her and she looked down at them and the children's eyes were pitch black. So she tried to stay calm. Yeah. Directed them to the bathroom and returned to her husband, who was covering his face with his hands. And she asked him, like, did you see their eyes? And the husband pulls down his hand and he's got a handful of blood from a nosebleed. And then the power suddenly goes out. The power suddenly goes out. The house turns completely dark. The wife heads to the restroom and was confronted by the voice of the kids at the end of the hallway now. And they're saying, our parents are here. The kids then left the house, leaving the door wide open. The wife then looks outside to see that there are two men at the end of the driveway. And the men were really, really tall and slender. And she waved at them, and they didn't do anything else. They just stood there. And then the two men and the children got into a car and drove away. The power comes back on a little after the kids leave. And throughout the whole entire next week, weird things started happening in their house. Three of their cats went missing. And the fourth one, unfortunately, they found dead in a pool of his own blood. And the husband continued to have... I know, sad. The husband continued to have nosebleeds. And finally, when they went to the doctor to find out what was going on, he was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of skin cancer. So, I mean, they say, like, that's why if you see these children, like, you don't allow them anywhere in your house, in your car, nothing, because they pretty much curse you for the rest of your life. So don't let any black-eyed children in.
Hoping no children from now on. You're all on your own.
Sorry, kids. I got my own kids back. And bye. The rest of you guys. No, thank you.
You're on your own. Good luck.
Yeah, that is my case on the spooky black-eyed children. What do you think? Do you think they're aliens?
If they're real, I think it'd be more like demons.
Do you think demons? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it's because they're not coming into contact with anything, which is why they need to ask permission. I don't know. Don't know much about demons. Try not to. But I'd say demons.
Same. Yeah. I mean, it could definitely be even a mixture of a demon.
I could understand aliens, but I just don't understand the having to ask part for aliens.
Right. Because, I mean, other aliens
unless they're just extremely abduct you polite.
Straight from your beds. So who knows?
These are very, very polite aliens. They don't mean to hurt you, but
right.
They're radioactive. They can't help it. Oh, maybe that's it. They're radioactive, very polite aliens.
They could be, but like, I don't know. They're freaky. I don't like
I'm going to go with that because I need to go sleep.
Same. I'm going to be watching like a Disney movie after this. So,
same.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to check back every Monday for new episodes. And don't forget to follow us on our socials, which are currently, we're on Instagram and TikTok, and they are both at Dark and Deadly Pod. You can also send us a Gmail if you want at darkanddeadlypod@gmail.com. But yeah, that's all that we have this week. We'll see you here next Monday for another spooky episode. And we hope everybody has a great week. Bye.
I'm ready for October to be done. Goodbye.
Are you? Why?
Can't be scared anymore.
I love October. Okay, bye.